The Beginning. To know the man Thomas Spencer Monson has become, it is important to know his roots and the environment that nurtured him. He was born on August 21, 1927, the first son and second child of G. Spencer and Gladys Condy Monson. On his father's side, he is of Swedish and English ancestry, and on his mother's side, Scottish. His great-grandfather was Måns Åkesson, and so according to the pattern of Swedish surnames, his grandfather was Nils Monson. Beginning with his father, the family surname followed the common American pattern, remaining as Monson. President Monson bears the given names of his maternal grandfather, Thomas Sharp Condy, and his father, Spencer Monson. President Monson grew up on the west side of Salt Lake City, in an area not known for affluent or influential families. But he was surrounded there by charitable, hard-working men and women, particularly in his own home. His family lived not far from the railroad tracks, and their home was familiar to many of the transients who traveled the rails during the Great Depression of the 1930s. When these travelers, some only young men in their teens, knocked at the Monson back door, the family knew that Gladys Monson would invite them to sit at the kitchen table while she prepared a sandwich and poured a glass of milk to go with it. At other times, it was young Tommy's task to carry plates of hot food prepared by his mother to a lonely neighbor, old Bob, who lived in a house provided for him by Tom's grandfather. The Monson neighborhood was filled with such recipients of Christian charity. Often on Sunday afternoons, young Tom accompanied his father as he picked up Uncle Elias to take him for a ride around the city. President Monson remembers that his father would tenderly carry his frail uncle, crippled by arthritis, to the car and place the older man in the front seat, where he would be able to enjoy the best view. The drive was brief and the conversation limited, but oh, what a legacy of love, President Monson recalls. Father never read to me from the Bible about the Good Samaritan. Rather, he took me with him and Uncle Elias in that old 1928 Oldsmobile and provided a living lesson I have always remembered. Memorable, too, was the fatherly example of hard work. G. Spencer Monson was known to finish every task he started and to do the job right. He was manager of a printing company at an early age. Young Tom began learning the business. Printing management would become his career. Following graduation with honors in 1948 from the University of Utah with a degree in business management, he became an advertising executive for the church-owned Deseret News daily newspaper. A firm believer in lifelong learning, he would later earn a master's degree in business administration while serving in the Quorum of the Twelve. He worked in the newspaper and printing industry for 11 years, until he was called in 1959 to preside over the Canadian mission. After his service as mission president, he returned to a position as general manager of the newspaper company's Deseret Press. During his career, he gave exactly the same care and attention to his printing tasks that he had seen his father demonstrate years before.